Welcome to Charter School Conversations, a weekly podcast for the Utah charter school community. I'm your host, Gina James, with the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. We'll do a little board training, have conversations with charter school leaders, and touch on issues that affect us all. I hope you enjoy today's conversation. I'm here at Vista School in Ivins, Utah, with Chris Barnum. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So I, first of all, love coming down to St. George in the beginning of December when it's so nice. I mean, everybody here is bundled up in sweaters and coats, and it's like 47 degrees, and I'm short sleeves and feeling like I need to go, you know, lay by a pool or something. But, you know, the difference between the Northerners and the Southerners. But we have some great charter schools down here, and so I'd love to get to know a little bit more about Vista School. Tell me about your students and what grades you serve.
So Vista School is a K through 9 school. We focus on academics, arts, and technology. And we have just over 1,100 students at our school right now.
So tell me a little bit more about your focus, because it's kind of unique. It seems like you're hitting really both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, so one thing about our school is we focus on the arts and technology, like you talked about. And not only do we provide a rigorous academic program for our kids, but they have over 40 elective opportunities to be involved in things like dance, robotics, 3D engineering, digital media, guitar, choir, theater, you name it, we have it at our school.
And so that must mean that you have some very talented teachers that can double up on some things. I mean, how do you support that many programs?
Yeah, we have a great financial person at our school, and our teachers are very dedicated. It is really all about the people. Our programs are so great because of our teachers. They're very dedicated.
And what grades can students start participating in some of those various programs?
So in kindergarten up until second grade, we have them focus on everything. So they get a little bit of everything. They have a dance class. They have a musical theater class. They have a choir class and an art class. And then starting in third grade, they can start to focus on other things. In third grade, they have a few options. And then in fourth and fifth, they have more options. And then in sixth grade, the sky's the limit.
Oh, my gosh. I want to come see one of those kindergarten dance classes. I bet that's amazing. Well, that is really unique to be able to give that opportunity to those kids so young. And so what kind of students come? I mean, are they students that are aware of all those things that really are taking advantage of those programs?
I just talked to a parent this morning here at our VEX tournament, and she said, we moved down to St. George for Vista School. We heard about you guys from a friend. We looked at your website, and we decided to move down. And we actually have a lot of parents that have said that they have moved down here specifically to come to our school. So it's great. We have a great website, a great marketing plan, and a lot of word of mouth.
That's amazing. So is the website the best place that families can learn about your school, or where do you send them? Do you have them come?
The website's great, but I would say come and take a tour of our school. Once you come into our school, I have never taken a tour where somebody left unhappy. Everybody said, where do I sign up? After they come into our school, it's something you don't want to leave.
So of all the things that Vista does, what are you the most proud of?
Just the quality of the people and the programs we have here. We just finished up the Nutcracker. So our dance program does a full-fledged Nutcracker that's, I think, better than any studio you can find around. And those are kindergarten through ninth graders that do that program.
Again, the kindergartners are killing me. I think
Got the baby mice running around.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Yeah, I missed that. So how do you find the right people to give the school that level of activity and opportunity?
Well, and you just go through job interviews, and we're looking for a specific person. We're looking for somebody who's dedicated, who's willing to get the job done, who's willing to put in the extra time it takes to run a quality program, and to really dedicate the time for the kids. That's who we're looking for.
So describe the overall culture of the school.
So the culture of the school is very positive. We have a lot of student recognition that we do. We recognize for attendance. We recognize for just being embody what a Vista student is, a student who's respectful, responsible, and kind to each other. And So we try to make sure that our students feel welcome, they feel safe, they feel heard. I have students who come and talk to me about different changes they want to see happen. I'm able to go into the classrooms and meet with the students and meet with the teachers and just hear their voice as well.
Can you think of an example of that?
So our lunch program, for example, we have a tight lunch program, and so the kids wanted to have more time to be able to hang out with their friends. And being a K-9 school is interesting, a lot of grade levels. And so right now our 6th through 9th graders eat together, and they wanted to have less kids during the lunch period, and they wanted to have just the time to be with their specific grade level friends. And so we were able to break that lunch apart into a 6th, 7th grade lunch and an 8th and 9th grade lunch.
Well, I think that's great. It really serves the students and helps build those relationships within that grade.
Yeah, they were really excited about that change, and that gave us the opportunity to get to know them better, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, you're like, okay, this is what you get. You also get the principal coming in, sitting and eating lunch with you.
No, I try to make myself available as much as I can throughout the day. So I do usually visit the different lunch periods, and they love it when I come in and sit down and eat with them and talk with them.
In a conversation that we had before, you said you've been in education for 13 years, or well, you've been at Vista for 13 years.
Education for 13 years, too.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen schools change? How have you seen either, you know, at Vista, in, you know, the charter school world, or just in education in general? What do you see are kind of some of the big challenges going on right now?
The changes I've seen is just more parent choice. Parents want a different type of education, and so that's why they come to a charter school looking for something different than what is out there. So Vista School is able to provide that. They're able to provide that quality educational program that really focuses on the whole child by not only getting that academic program, but also other programs throughout the day.
Do you think that there's enough opportunity, especially in your area, for students? Is there enough choice here so far in St. George?
We have a lot of great charter schools in our area. I think there's always room for improvement, but I feel like the charter school community does a great job down here in St. George, and we get together as directors monthly and go through different problems we're having and successes as well.
Yeah, Shannon Greer's really good at that.
Yes.
Getting everybody together.
We have a great partnership with all the schools in town.
Why did you decide to become a teacher?
I became a teacher because I had a fifth grade teacher who really took me under her wing. I moved mid-year, so I didn't know anybody, and she made sure that I had friends, made sure I was taken care of, and just that I had a good school experience. And so that really has always touched me to make sure that I felt welcome and that I felt secure and safe at school. And so that's the main reason why I got into education, just to be a role model for the kids as well, be an advocate for them.
So where did you go to school?
I went to school at Dixie State College, got my bachelor's degree in elementary education, and then about 5 years later, I got my master's from SUU in education and administration, and then moved up from there. I started being a vice principal at Vista, and then this is my second year as the principal.
So what is your favorite thing about being the principal?
My favorite thing is being able to go into the different classrooms and hang out with the kids, see what they're doing throughout the day, and see how they're liking their education and seeing what I can help tweak to make it better.
What challenges have you seen in the last couple of years? I mean, you're getting less sleep, you're at the school a little bit more. What's been the biggest change going from teaching to administrating?
Definitely here more often, focusing on the big picture instead of just a classroom of kids. I think the biggest challenge, besides COVID, is just teacher burnout. I think our teachers do a lot of things that people don't realize that are outside of education. And not only are they here doing a full-time job, but then they go home and they prep, they prepare lessons, they grade assignments, they run programs, and it's a lot.
So how do you support them as an administrator?
Yeah, something we're doing at Vista is just trying to hire extra help. I'm here at most of the events. So I help support, I set up, I take down. I'm their biggest cheerleader. So we're here a lot.
So how do you prevent burnout for yourself? that's kind of a recipe for
yes,
for getting a little overwhelmed. I mean, and you're you know, new and coming out of COVID too. There's probably a ton of things you had to adjust to and change.
No, it is a lot. You just got to make sure you take care of yourself mentally and physically. So I go on bike rides in the mornings and make sure I take time with my family. And
but if you love what you do, yeah, it makes it a little easier. I can tell you can't see Chris's face, but he's like smiling. He loves talking about his school. So what's on the horizon for Vista? What are kind of the next plans coming up?
We are just finishing up a full expansion building out back behind our current building. It's 33,000 square feet. It has 9 classrooms, a full proscenium theater that has over 500 seats. It's got an orchestra pit. We are really pumped up about that. So what's on the horizon is just more space for our kids and our teachers and more state-of-the-art facilities for them to learn and grow in.
That's exceptional. Well, and I have to tell you, we're sitting in a fully soundproof booth recording this. So any fault of the recording is my equipment and not the facilities. It's my skill, not the facilities. They're great. What are you looking forward to personally in the next few years?
I think just the chance to continue to grow, continue to help Vista grow and to serve more students and help them in their lives.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for spending some time talking to us. It's great to get to know you and Vista.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate coming down and learning more about our school.
Thanks for listening in today. The Utah Association of Public Charter Schools is a nonprofit organization that provides training, advocacy, and technical support to promote excellence in Utah's public charter schools. Learn more about us on our website at utahcharters.org.